Gabriel was hungry. Although it was only 30 minutes until dinner, he just couldn't wait. And so when his mum left the kitchen, he got a chair, pulled it over to the side, and stood up so he could reach the biscuits. And as Gabriel stood in his chair with his hand reached out on the biscuit tin, he thought to himself, so what if mum wants me to wait for dinner? I'm just really hungry. Lucy was busy. Although she knew that she should put God first, the hours were really starting to build up at work. The early mornings, the late nights, the overtime on the weekends. And it was really starting to squeeze out the time she could spend with God. But when Lucy's boss phoned her, asking her if she could do another shift this weekend, as she was on the phone to him, she thought to herself, so what if my time with God takes a hit this week? The promotions are being handed out next month. Ali was in a hurry. Although he'd tried to leave the house on time, he was now running late. And so as he was approaching the traffic light that was turning from green to amber to red, he put his foot down on the accelerator. And as Ali went whizzing over the traffic junction, he thought to himself, so what if I jump the traffic lights this time? God knows how busy I am. Surely he'll protect me anyway. Temptation. We all experience it. Temptation, we all give into it. Whether it's at home, whether it's at work, in the car, whoever we are, we all know what it's like to be tempted to do something we know that we shouldn't. So here's my question for you this morning. How do we fight it? How do we resist it? How do we fight the temptation that we all experience? Because as we open up Luke chapter 4, if you've got a Bible, please do open it to Luke chapter 4 with me. The first thing that Luke shows us in Luke chapter 4 this morning is that Jesus was tempted. Jesus was tempted, he can relate to everyone. Jesus was tempted, he can relate to everyone. Have a look down with me to verse 1. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. The Holy Spirit leads Jesus into the wilderness where he's tempted by the devil for 40 days. And from our reading earlier, did you notice what the devil first says to Jesus? Verse 3, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. The devil recognizes about Jesus what Luke has been trying to show us about Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God. Do you remember last week's passage? In last week's passage, Luke told us about Jesus' family history. He gave us a long list of Jesus' ancestors. And did you notice the names right at the bottom of the list? Have a look. It's verse 38 of the previous chapter, the verse just before our reading this morning. The son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. Luke is showing us that Jesus' family tree goes right back to the beginning of history, right back to Adam in the Garden of Eden. And the funny thing is, when we open up the Bible and read about Adam in Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3, we read that Adam was tempted by the devil too. Adam, God's first son, was tempted by the devil. And here, Jesus, the Son of God, was tempted by the devil too. But it wasn't just Adam. Because you see, when we carry on reading through the rest of the Bible, we see that Israel, God's Old Testament people, well, they were tested too. You may know the story. God rescued Israel, his Old Testament people, out of slavery in Egypt. He took them through the wilderness and right onto the edge of the land that he had promised them. And as God's people stood there, right on the edge of the promised land, God's people, they didn't want to go in. They didn't trust God to care for them. And so God gave his people what they wanted. He turned them around, took them back into the wilderness, and for 40 years, they were tested in the wilderness. Adam, God's first son, was tested by the devil. Jesus, the Son of God, was tested by the devil. Israel, God's Old Testament people, were tested in the wilderness. Jesus here, for 40 days, was tested in the wilderness. Do you see what Luke is doing here? Luke is showing us that like Adam, like Israel, he was tempted by the devil. Jesus was tempted, he can relate to everyone. And you see, that's really important for us to get our heads around. It's important for us to get our heads around because when we realize that, we see that what Jesus experienced in many ways is like what you and I experience every day. Was Jesus going to trust God that he was going to provide for his food, for his needs? Or was he going to go his own way and look after himself? Was Jesus going to worship God, put him first? Or was he going to bow down to another so he could get more authority and power? Was Jesus going to trust God and what he said in his word? Or was he going to disobey because he knew God would look after him anyway? Because you see, whilst the way the devil tempted Jesus was unique to him, many of the issues are issues that you and I get tempted with every day, right? Think about the first temptation. It was about food. Verse 3, the devil said to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. Temptation number 2. It was about power, it was about authority. The devil led Jesus up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to Jesus, I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will be all yours. Temptation number 3, it was about testing God, demanding from him. The devil led Jesus to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down from here. Verse 10, it says, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Do you see that fundamentally the things that the devil tempted Jesus with are things that you and I are tempted with every day? Who here of us hasn't been like Gabriel? We know we shouldn't take that biscuit. We know we shouldn't take the extra portion. We know that we shouldn't binge on chocolate. But right there in the moment, it's just so hard. Or who here hasn't been like Lucy? Sure, we know in our minds that we should put God first, but we also long for greater popularity, greater authority, greater power. And so often we say, well, so what if my relationship with God takes a hit? And who here hasn't been like Ali? Sure, we wouldn't have planned things like this, but now in a tricky situation. Maybe we're running late. Maybe we're short on cash. Maybe we're embarrassed. And so it's easy for us to break the speed limit. It's easy for us to lie. It's easy for us not to pay the train ticket because we know we'll probably get away with it anyway. Do you see that the temptations that the devil targeted to Jesus, they are many of the things that we're tempted with today? Do you see that when we're faced with temptation, it isn't just like an isolated choice there in the moment between us and the devil? Actually, this is part of a fight that the devil has been taking to God right from the beginning of history. Whether it was Adam in the Garden of Eden, whether it was Israel in the wilderness, whether it's you and I today. And when we're tempted, the thing we need to remember is that Jesus was tempted. Jesus was tempted. He can relate to everyone. So let me tell you this. The next time you face temptation, maybe even before the end of this service, as you're faced with an opportunity to do with something that you know that you shouldn't, remember this. God is not distant. He doesn't stand off far away from you. God is right there with you because Jesus knows what it's like to be tempted. Jesus knows what it's like to be targeted by the devil. When we face temptation, the first thing we need to do is stop and remember, Jesus was tempted. He can relate to everyone. I want to tell you about something that happened in our house recently. Our hot water stopped working. Helen and I, we needed someone who knew about boilers and hot water and things like that to come and help us. But there was one problem. Helen and I didn't know anyone like that. So can you guess what we did? We sent some messages to some friends asking, do you know anyone who could help us fix our boiler? And within 1 minute, can you believe it? Within 1 minute on WhatsApp, we got a message back from a friend saying, yeah, we've used a heating engineer. He's really good and he's a really nice guy. Can you imagine how we felt when we received that message? We were so pleased. We were so relieved. Because of course we could have gone onto the internet and searched for Plumbers Bristol. But how would we have known that the people that we would have learnt about on the internet were any good? How would we know they were up to the test? But here we had some friends who had tested this heating engineer and he'd passed with full marks. And so we knew that we could trust him. And Luke is trying to do a similar thing in these verses this morning. We said earlier in last week's passage, Luke showed us Jesus' family history. But if you listened in last week, you may remember that Luke showed us something else. Turn back with me to Luke chapter 3, verse 21. We learn of Jesus' baptism. And at Jesus' baptism, something happened that has never happened at any other baptism. It's never even happened at a baptism here. As Jesus was baptized, he prayed and the heavens were opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove and a voice came from heaven. You are my son whom I love. With you I am well pleased. How amazing is that? God the Father told Jesus that this is his son whom he loves. And Jesus had never done anything which could have ever caused the Father to be unpleased with him. Jesus, well, that's what the Father says about him. But you might be sat there this morning thinking, hang on a minute, it's one thing for the Father to say that. How do we know that's actually true? Like that heating engineer that we were looking for, how do we know that Jesus is up to the test? Because of course, remember Adam. Well, when Adam was tempted by the devil, he wasn't up to the test. But what do we learn about Jesus? Well, have a look down with me again at verse 3 of chapter 4. The devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. And Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone. Where Adam failed, Jesus won. Where Adam failed, Jesus won. But of course, it wasn't just Adam, was it? There was Israel too. You remember what I was saying, that they were tested by God for 40 years in the wilderness. And during those 40 years, well, Israel, they moaned and they grumbled and complained against God. Like Adam, Israel lost. But what about Jesus? Have a look down with me to verse 5. The devil led Jesus to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will be all yours. Verse 8, Jesus answered, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Where Adam failed, Jesus won. Where Israel failed, Jesus won. But of course, it's not just Adam and Israel, is it? It's you and me. You and me are tempted every day as well. Sure, it might not be in the wilderness in the Middle East, but in our homes, in our marriages, in our workplaces, with our friends. The devil might be there in the supermarket, by the bus stop, at the traffic lights on the cycle path. The devil might be there on Zoom or WhatsApp or Facebook or TikTok. Each and every day we face the temptations of the devil, and each and every day, well, so often we fail. But what about Jesus? Have a look down with me to verse 9. The devil led Jesus to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." What did Jesus say? Verse 12, Jesus answered, "It is said, do not put your Lord God to the test." Adam failed, Jesus won. Israel failed, Jesus won. We fail, Jesus won. When we face temptation, the first thing we need to remember is Jesus was tempted. He can relate to everyone. And the second thing we're to remember is that Jesus resisted. We can be sure he's God's true son. For many of us here this morning, we know only too well how often we fail. Just think about the last 24 hours, let alone the last week. How many times have we been faced with an opportunity to think or say or do something we know that is wrong? And how often have we been faced with a temptation just to give in? We all are tempted. So often we all fail. And if you're someone this morning who wants to know how to fight the temptation of the devil, can I ask you just to listen in for the last couple of minutes? Because in these last couple of minutes, Luke shows us how Jesus could do it. There's somebody in this passage this morning that we haven't really mentioned at all. Do you know who it is? Can you just have a look for yourself just for a few seconds? Can you see anybody in these verses that we haven't really talked about this at all? Sure, we've talked about Adam, we've talked about the devil. We've talked about Jesus, we've talked about Israel. But the person that we haven't talked about is God the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, he's all over these verses in Luke. We saw them a few seconds ago, didn't we, when Jesus was baptized. Jesus was praying, heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And then the beginning of chapter 4, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And then in our final verses from this morning, even after the temptation was over, verse 14, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. Do you see how involved the Spirit is in Jesus' fight against temptation? Do you see how Jesus, in his human nature, as fully man, was so reliant on the Holy Spirit's work within him? In fact, I reckon that these verses help us to see that Jesus, in his human nature, if he didn't have the Holy Spirit inside of him, he wouldn't have been able to resist the temptation of the devil. Let me say that again. Jesus, in his human nature, if he hadn't have had the work of the Holy Spirit in him, wouldn't have been able to fight the temptation of the devil. And the thing we need to remember this morning is this. It is exactly the same for us too. It is exactly the same for us too. As you sit here this morning, do you want to fight the temptation of the devil? Do you want to resist his lies? Do you want to put God first in your life? Well, if you do, you need to know this. The way you fight temptation is not through just trying harder and making up some rules. If you want to stop being greedy, the way to do it is not just by giving some of your stuff away. If you want to stop being lustful, the way to do it is not just by not looking at pornography. If you want to make sure that you don't get angry, the way to do it is not by just making sure that you don't shout at people. Those things won't make us less angry, less lustful, less greedy. And the only things they'll do is just turn us into hypocrites. Now, if we want to resist the power of temptation, we need to allow God the Holy Spirit to work inside of us. We need God to shine a light into our hearts to help us remember Jesus, the only one who was qualified to resist the temptation of the devil and to pay the judgment for our sin. So as I finish up, let me encourage you to do this, Christian. When you're in a situation like Gabriel, maybe when your mum goes out of the room and you know you can get the biscuits, but you shouldn't, remember Christ. Allow the Holy Spirit to work in your heart and to remember that Jesus was tempted. He can relate to everyone. When you're in a situation like Lucy and you know that you should put God first, but you get a call for an extra shift of overtime and you know saying yes will let your relationship and time with him slip. Remember Jesus. Allow the Spirit to work in your heart to remember that Jesus resisted. We can be sure he's God's son. And when you're in a situation like Ali, when you're running late and you approach a traffic light, which is turning from green to yellow to red, don't put your foot down on the accelerator, but stop and allow the Spirit to work in your heart to shine a light on Jesus, the one who gave his life for us, the one whom God raised for us, the one who God has poured his Spirit into our hearts so that we can obey him. Let us pray as we finish our service together. Father God, we thank you that Jesus was tempted because we can know that he can relate to everyone. And Lord, we thank you that Jesus resisted so that we can be sure that he's God's son. Lord, if today, tomorrow, this week, we find ourselves in situations like Gabriel and Lucy and Ali, Lord, how we pray that your Spirit would work in our hearts. You'd cause us to stop and to remember Christ, the only one who was qualified to give us eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.